So I was alone in the water for probably a half an hour. Didn't bump into anybody, didn't see anybody. I saw the occasional strobes.
What did you see of the ship at this point?
Nothing.
There were no lights on the ship?
Nothing. The ship completely capsized. So now everything was completely underwater except the bottom of the ship was awash. And that's so black, I never even saw it once I got washed over the side. I was separated from the ship immediately. I was in the water for about a half an hour when I just happened to come up to the top of a wave and I bumped, bang, right into five guys hanging onto a lifeline. They had been on the... I'm hoping that they were on one of the life rings that I threw over the side where Clay and I had stacked them up and we threw them over before she sank. I'm hopeful that that was one of the life rings. So there were five guys...
From your ship.
From my ship.
Hanging on to one life ring.
Right. And they were in terrible shape. They were covered with oil. They were cold at this point. The hypothermia was starting to settle in. Air temperature was 36. Seawater temperature was 34. Seawater temperature doesn't... It freezes down around 25 degrees. So it can get pretty cold before it freezes. Absolutely hideous conditions. 40-foot seas... 50, 60 mile an hour winds, and it wasn't a gentle ride up the slope of a wave and a gentle ride down the other side. It was a tumultuous vertical rise. The top 15 or 20 feet of the wave was just broken by the wind and was just swirling white water, so that would completely envelope you. And then it was down the other side, it was just tumbling 40 feet into the trough, and it was up the other side. So these guys had been holding on to this life ring for a while, and I just happened to bump into them. As it turned out, I was, by license, the senior officer on board on the life ring, except for the chief engineer, but I was a senior licensed deck officer. With that...
Continue, please.
Comes some responsibilities. I was now responsible for these guys. One of the things that I did tell them is buckle yourself to the life ring because insurance companies won't pay off if they don't find a body. It takes them a long time to settle a suit. And if we buckle to the life ring, maybe they'd find the bodies. So...
How would they buckle to the life ring?
Take our life jackets, unsnap one snap, put it around it, and hook onto it.
So now you were six men buckled to the life ring?
Six of us onto this life ring. For the next hour or so...
Do you remember who these men were that you bumped into?
The bosun. There was an ordinary seaman. His name was Harold. There was the other third mate, Richie Roberts. There was the chief engineer, Dick Powers. There was the radio operator, Albion Lane. And myself. And one by one, over the next hour and a half, several of them died. Richie Roberts, I was talking to. Richie, how you doing? Oh, Gene, I'm cold. I want to go to sleep. I kept telling everybody, just don't fall asleep. You don't want to fall asleep. Stay awake. Talk to each other. We sounded off every once in a while just to see who was awake and so forth. I don't know when I noticed that Richie was asleep. And Harold died. And one of the hardest things I ever had to do was cast their bodies off that life ring. There was four of us alive.